Joints are the connections between your bones that allow you to move, bend, stretch, and perform everyday activities with ease. But how often do you think about the health of your joints until they start to hurt? Keeping your joints healthy is crucial, not only for staying active, but also for maintaining your overall quality of life as you age. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we delve into key health topics to help you live your best life. I'm Bills, and today we're exploring a topic that affects everyone, whether you're young and active or aging gracefully, joint health. We'll discuss how your joints work, common issues that can cause joint pain, and most importantly, practical strategies to keep your joints healthy and pain-free. Along the way, I'll share some interesting facts and tips that might surprise you, as well as stories that highlight the importance of caring for your joints at every stage of life. Let's start with a story about my friend Carol. Carol has always been an active person, enjoying long walks, yoga, and gardening. But as she entered her 50s, she started noticing stiffness in her knees and hips, especially in the mornings. At first, she brushed it off as just getting older, but when the pain began to interfere with her favorite activities, she knew she needed to take action. After visiting her doctor, Carol learned that she was developing early signs of osteoarthritis, a common joint condition that can cause pain and stiffness. But Carol's story doesn't end there. By making some key changes to her lifestyle, she was able to manage her symptoms and continue doing what she loves. Her experience underscores the importance of proactive joint care, no matter your age. How your joints work. Before we dive into how to keep your joints healthy, it's important to understand how they work. Joints are the points where two or more bones meet, and they come in various types, depending on their location and function. For example, hinge joints like your knees and elbows allow for movement in one direction, while ball and socket joints like your shoulders and hips provide a wider range of motion. Cartilage, a smooth, rubbery tissue, covers the ends of your bones where they meet at the joints. This cartilage acts as a cushion, reducing friction and absorbing shock during movement. Your joints are also surrounded by a capsule filled with synovial fluid, which lubricates the joint and further reduces friction. Ligaments and tendons support your joints, connecting bones to each other and to muscles, respectively. When all these components are healthy, your joints move smoothly and without pain. However, various factors, such as age, injury, overuse, or medical conditions, can wear down cartilage, inflame ligaments, or affect the fluid in your joints, leading to pain and stiffness. Common joint issues and their causes. Joint pain is a common problem that can affect anyone, regardless of age or activity level. There are several conditions that can cause joint pain, each with its own set of symptoms and causes. Osteoarthritis is one of the most common causes of joint pain, especially in older adults. It occurs when the cartilage that cushions your joints gradually wears away, causing bones to rub against each other. This can lead to pain, stiffness, and swelling, particularly in weight-bearing joints like the knees, hips, and spine. For example, Carol's knee pain was primarily due to osteoarthritis, which developed after years of physical activity and the natural aging process. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition where the body's immune system mistakenly attacks the lining of the joints, causing inflammation, pain, and eventually joint damage. Unlike osteoarthritis, which typically affects specific joints, rheumatoid arthritis can affect multiple joints throughout the body and is often symmetrical, meaning it affects the same joints on both sides of the body. My friend Rachel, who was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis in her 30s, experienced pain and swelling in her hands and wrists that made it difficult to perform everyday tasks. Bursitis occurs when the small fluid-filled sacs, called bursae, that cushion your joints become inflamed. This can happen due to repetitive movements or prolonged pressure on a joint. Bursitis often affects the shoulders, elbows, hips, or knees. For instance, Mike, who enjoys playing tennis, developed bursitis in his shoulder after overusing the joint during practice sessions. Tendinitis is another common joint-related issue caused by inflammation of the tendons, the thick cords that attach muscles to bones. Tendinitis is often the result of repetitive stress on a tendon, commonly affecting the shoulders, elbows, knees, and Achilles tendon. My neighbor Carol, who loves gardening, developed tendonitis in her elbow from repeatedly gripping and twisting gardening tools. Gout is a type of arthritis caused by the buildup of uric acid crystals in the joints, leading to sudden and severe pain, redness, and swelling. Gout often affects the big toe, but can also occur in other joints, such as the ankles, knees, and wrists. My Uncle Sam experienced a painful gout flare-up in his big toe after a weekend of indulging in rich foods and alcohol, which triggered the buildup of uric acid. Joint injuries are also a common cause of pain, particularly among athletes and active individuals. Sprains, strains, and tears can damage the ligaments, tendons, or cartilage in your joints, leading to pain and instability. Jake, a friend who enjoys running, tore his meniscus, a piece of cartilage in the knee, while training for a marathon, which required surgery and rehabilitation to repair. Strategies to keep your joints healthy. Now that we've covered some common joint issues, let's talk about how you can keep your joints healthy and pain-free. The good news is that there are many proactive steps you can take to protect your joints, regardless of your age or activity level. Stay active, but listen to your body. Regular physical activity is one of the best ways to keep your joints healthy. Exercise helps strengthen the muscles around your joints, providing better support and reducing stress on the joints themselves. Low-impact activities like walking, swimming, and cycling are particularly beneficial for joint health, as they provide the benefits of exercise without placing too much strain on the joints. For example, after her osteoarthritis diagnosis, Carol switched from high-impact aerobics to swimming and yoga, which helped maintain her fitness while reducing stress on her knees. However, it's important to listen to your body and avoid overdoing it. If you experience joint pain during or after exercise, it could be a sign that you're pushing too hard or using improper form. Mike, who developed bursitis in his shoulder, learned the importance of taking breaks and incorporating rest days into his training routine to allow his joints to recover. Maintain a healthy weight. Carrying excess weight puts additional strain on your joints, particularly the weight-bearing joints, like the knees, hips, and lower back. This extra pressure can accelerate the wear and tear on cartilage, leading to conditions like osteoarthritis. Maintaining a healthy weight through a balanced diet and regular exercise can help reduce this strain and protect your joints over time. For instance, after her knee pain worsened, Carol's doctor recommended weight loss as part of her treatment plan. By losing just a few pounds, she noticed a significant reduction in her knee pain and improved mobility. Incorporate strength training. Strengthening the muscles around your joints is crucial for joint health, as strong muscles help stabilize and protect the joints. Incorporating strength training exercises into your routine can improve joint stability and reduce the risk of injury. Focus on exercises that target the major muscle groups around the joints, such as squats for the knees, lunges for the hips, and shoulder presses for the shoulders. Jake, who tore his meniscus while running, now includes leg strengthening exercises like squats and hamstring curls in his routine to support his knees and prevent further injury. Practice good posture. Maintaining good posture is essential for joint health, as it helps distribute weight evenly across your joints and reduces the risk of strain. Whether you're sitting, standing, or lifting objects, be mindful of your posture to avoid putting unnecessary stress on your joints. Rachel, who works at a desk job, noticed that her back and neck pain improved significantly after adjusting her workstation to promote better posture. Including using an ergonomic chair and keeping her computer monitor at eye level. Protect your joints during physical activities. If you engage in high-impact or repetitive activities, it's important to take steps to protect your joints. This could include wearing supportive footwear, using proper technique, or wearing protective gear like knee or elbow pads. Mike, who plays tennis regularly, started wearing a brace on his shoulder to provide extra support during matches, which helped prevent further injury to his bursitis-affected joint. Eat a joint-friendly diet. Your diet plays a significant role in joint health, and certain nutrients can help protect your joints and reduce inflammation. Omega-3 fatty acids, found in fatty fish like salmon and mackerel, have anti-inflammatory properties that can help reduce joint pain and stiffness. Antioxidants, found in fruits and vegetables like berries, spinach, and broccoli, help protect your joints from oxidative damage. Calcium and vitamin D are essential for maintaining strong bones, which support your joints. Carol made a conscious effort to include more joint-friendly foods in her diet, such as adding a daily serving of salmon and leafy greens to her meals. Interesting facts about joint health. Here are some interesting and lesser-known facts about joint health that might surprise you. Did you know your joints are self-lubricating? Synovial fluid, the thick liquid found in your joints, not only lubricates your joints to reduce friction, but also provides nutrients to the cartilage. Regular movement helps keep this fluid circulating, which is why staying active is so important for joint health. Cartilage has no blood supply. Unlike other tissues in your body, cartilage doesn't have its own blood supply. Instead, it receives nutrients from the synovial fluid that surrounds it. This is why it's essential to keep your joints moving. Movement helps circulate synovial fluid and keeps your cartilage healthy. Joint cracking. Many people wonder if cracking their joints is harmful. The sound of cracking joints is caused by the release of gas bubbles in the synovial fluid and is generally harmless if it's not accompanied by pain or swelling. However, if you experience discomfort when cracking your joints, it's best to consult a healthcare provider. Common myths about joint health. Let's clear up some common myths about joint health. Myth: you shouldn't exercise if you have joint pain. While it's important to avoid exercises that exacerbate joint pain, regular physical activity is essential for joint health. Low-impact exercises can strengthen the muscles around your joints and reduce pain over time. Rachel found that gentle yoga helped improve her joint flexibility and reduced her rheumatoid arthritis symptoms. Myth: only older adults need to worry about joint health. Joint health is important at every age. Taking care of your joints early on can help prevent issues later in life. Mike, who developed shoulder bursitis in his 40s, realized that being proactive about joint care could have prevented his condition. Myth: glucosamine supplements can cure joint pain. While glucosamine and chondroitin supplements are popular for joint health, research on their effectiveness is mixed. Some people report relief from joint pain, while others see no benefit. It's important to consult your healthcare provider before starting any new supplement regimen. When to seek medical advice. While many joint issues can be managed with lifestyle changes and home remedies, it's important to know when to seek medical advice. If you experience persistent joint pain, swelling, or stiffness that doesn't improve with rest or over-the-counter treatments, it's time to see a healthcare provider. Additionally, if you have a joint injury that causes severe pain, deformity, or inability to move the joint, seek immediate medical attention. For example, after experiencing persistent knee pain that didn't improve with rest and over-the-counter pain relievers, Carol decided to consult her doctor. This led to her early diagnosis of osteoarthritis, allowing her to take steps to manage the condition and prevent further joint damage. Conclusion: take action for joint health. Your joints play a vital role in your ability to move and enjoy life. By taking proactive steps to care for your joints, such as staying active, maintaining a healthy weight, and protecting your joints during physical activities, you can keep them healthy and pain-free for years to come. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and maintaining joint health. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking care of your joints now can help you stay active and enjoy life well into the future. Until next time, take care.